Hello and welcome to the CES Movement Podcast with Heather and John, where we help you with your professional and personal growth, helping you say yes to all the scary stuff. Hey, Heather, how's it going?
It's going good, John. There is so much to celebrate on Celebration Friday again. So let's start. What are you celebrating this week?
Wow, you know, there's a couple of different things. The big one for me is it's finally the end of the semester. So we've wrapped up a semester of school and college. And I'm celebrating all the students that have been through the courses that I've been teaching and just kind of seeing them off into the next semester and into, I guess, their academic careers, which has been really amazing. And for me personally, just getting out there and working out. I've got my first triathlons coming up on June 2nd, just after my birthday. So I'm trying to get into shape. And, you know, one of the things I've been doing is, you know, I looked at 2 years ago when I started getting back into the sport is just looking at my time. So my goal as I'm going through this is to beat all the times that I had from 2 years ago. So pretty excited, pretty pumped about that. At least I know where I'm going and where I'm headed, which is pretty neat. What about you? What are you celebrating this week?
I am with you, John. I think, you know, the milestone of finishing a semester at school and both of us are teaching, it's really exciting to have the students celebrate that milestone. And in fact, I've been talking to them for the last 2 weeks of the semester. Are they celebrating their milestones of finishing the next semester? Because I see the stress on their face and, you know, they got to put the study time in. And I actually said to them 2 weeks ago, just close your eyes and imagine how it's going to feel when you finish. And, you know, helping the brain activate getting to that finish line helps with the anxiety, help with the stress. And I did that temperature check, the energy audit that we do with them to say, how do you feel right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being lowest energy around this, 10 being the highest energy? And would you like to just increase it by 1 or 2 points? Mm. And through that visualization technique, we were able to increase it by at least 1 for every single person, 2 or 3 for multiple people in the room. So if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling stressed, if there's a deadline, there's some really cool visualization that you can do. But I want to celebrate that we're actually now at that real moment in life where all of our students can now say that they've graduated, they put the time in, and they can say success has been achieved. So congratulations to everyone.
Yeah, congrats. I know they watch and I know they listen because I see them pop in and comment on what we're doing online. So yes, congratulations. Listen, it's you like, wow. Congrats. Way to go.
So John, that, you know, thinking about a goal and thinking about, you know, how to get to that goal, I think one of the things, and I was a master at this next skill that I'm going to highlight, and that's the skill, and I say the skill of procrastination. And I say it as a skill because, you know, procrastination is actually a choice. And I remember being the student, you know, back in the day that would stay up till 3 a.m. to get that assignment done. And I got A's in school, but, you know, I would give up sleep. I would give up a bunch of other things to get it done. And it wasn't until that last moment of energy that I put into it that it would happen. And so that was a skill and a choice that I was making to procrastinate. And I know that there's other people that do the same thing, John, but you have a system. You have a system that gets things done. What is that system and how do people get past it? Because I saw it in my students and I saw them really struggling with this.
Yeah. Well, listen, procrastination, you know, you touched on something really important there before I get into, you know, just kind of sharing a few things. But procrastination means you're still getting it done. You're just delaying it to the last minute. Mm. And listen, you know, for years, I was like you, right? Like I would just wait to the last minute. There's a certain energy and excitement around knowing that you have to crunch this out. You got to get it done. You just got to move forward. Certain things you can procrastinate on because, you know, you can actually take the time to pull an all-nighter and finish it. But ultimately, it means you're still getting it done. If you get, you know, if you're procrastinating and not getting it done, that's a whole other issue. Mm. But what I've realized and what I've noticed is, you know, a big part of it is setting up success routines. And here's why it's important, you know, from a NLP perspective, from a neuro-linguistic programming perspective, NLP talks about this concept of priming. And priming is really setting yourself up for success. How are you priming yourself up for success every day? And, you know, what I realized, and I've noticed this, 2 weeks ago, I was off. Like my, you know, I was just off my clock. I just wasn't feeling my normal self. And what I, you know, after having a conversation with the coach, you know, what I realized is I was off my routine. One of the things in the morning is I exercise. I get my exercise in, whether it's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever that is, I get it done first. The second thing I do is, you know, I sit down, I meditate for 10 minutes. And that's just a way of just clearing and reconnecting with self. And then the third piece is to learn something new. I think this is, you know, kind of an elaboration of what I learned from Robin Sharma years ago, the 20-20-20, you know, 5 a.m. routine. It's kind of modifying it, but getting those three things in. I think what's super important is to make sure that you feel somewhat successful before 8 a.m., getting things moving forward. Because that primes you for the rest of the day, right? Because as long as you're getting these things in, you feel successful. It's part of the reason why, I forget what book it was in, but in the military, the thing that they make all their soldiers do is they make their bed before they leave.
That's right.
And that, you can have your win. And that primes you for the rest of the day. And the thing is, we're not priming ourselves in that way, right? We're priming ourselves with, I gotta get up today. I gotta go grab my coffee. I gotta go do my thing. But you're not getting excited about your day, right? And it's so important to get excited about your day, have your wins of your day, elevate your physiology, right? You know, through physical activity. And it doesn't mean you have to go to the gym, but sometimes I'll get up and I'll just go for a walk, right? I'll wake up at like 6 or 6:30, go for my walk, get that done, come back, and then kind of kick into all my other things. So that's part of what I do. Heather, what do you do to get yourself going?
John, there's so many things that can be done. But the main thing is, you know, when I look at my action list for the day, remember I said action list, not to-do list, because it means that I'm going to take action on it. What is it? Am I going to do the easiest things first or the hardest things first? And there's lots of books that say one or the other. And some days I do the hardest task first, but then I give it enough time. And some days I do 5 really easy ones. So I get 5 wins. And that's if something isn't, you know, too heavy on the rest of the day. But I also make sure that when I have the highest amount of decision-making power, that for me, that's in the morning. Other people, if you're a night owl, that's in the night. Mm-hmm. Wherever I have the most creative energy, that I put the right tasks in there. So if I put a mundane task like do my taxes, when I have the maximum creative energy, that's probably not the best task to put in there for myself. But, you know, write a blog, do a recording. Both of us, John, we say, you know, we love the morning, so we'll do our recordings in the morning. We try to do recordings in the afternoon. It doesn't work for either one of us. So knowing where your energy is and how you're going to show up at the highest level of energy for that action item is really, really important for, you know, just getting through the best parts of your day.
Yeah. Actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to share a technique I've been sharing with a lot of my coaching clients in and around prioritization. Right. So we all have our list of things that need to get done throughout the day. And this is, I believe I learned this from, it was through one of Bob Proctor's learnings, but it's been really effective and I've been implementing it too. And I've been finding it really, really successful. So the way it works is you take your top 6 items and you prioritize them from 1 to 6.
Okay.
And number 1 needs to get done before number 2 gets done.
Okay.
And number 2 needs to get, 1 and 2 need to be done before you get to number 3. Because what ends up happening, a lot of us, and, you know, I'm no exception to the rule, you know, I go in and out of different things throughout the day. And then sometimes it's partially completed, but not fully completed.
Yep.
And in the story that Bob shares, you know, he shared this with one of his clients. And what they found is they got to the most important thing first, right? So the thing is, you have to know what the most important thing first is.
Mm.
And a lot of us, we don't even know, right? So this is, you know, when going back to the concept of priming, getting yourself into a strong physical state first thing in the morning, for me, is number 1 priority. And when that priority goes out the window and I'm not doing that, I feel off. Like, I just don't feel like myself because I know I'm not bringing what I need to the day. And you know, not feeling 100% over the last couple of weeks too is kind of like throwing me off from that perspective. But I know when I put those routines in place, focusing on what needs to get done, what's the number 1 thing, don't move on to number 2 until that gets done, is going to shift your day.
It's going to shift your day.
Yeah. And the feedback I've been getting from my clients on this is like, wow, right? They're blown away because now they're doing the most important things first.
Well, and there's and a great
prioritize that. Yeah.
Yeah. And people might ask themselves, how do I prioritize that? Is it more important to me? Is it more important to my boss? Is it more important to my family? How do I make that decision? And, you know, there is a really good question you're going to ask yourself, which is, you know, what decision and action can I take in this moment that's going to create the greatest net value? Now that's called the central question. And I use this question every single day to help prioritize and get me focused on what's going to create the greatest net value. Now, what does greatest net value mean? It means the greatest good for the most people. So it's not a selfish answer. It's not a just for someone else answer. It's how do I take action that's going to be for the greater good? When I think about, you know, my non-negotiable, that's every single day, John, yours as well. Your non-negotiable is to get up and exercise every day. That's going to be the greater good because you're going to have maximum energy for everyone you encounter. My non-negotiable every day is to positively impact 5 people a day. So right from the beginning of the day, I'm looking for those opportunities that I can make a difference and I can make an impact. And I have to believe that it's completely possible and that I can chalk up those wins every single day. So at the end of the day, I'm celebrating. Did I achieve what I said I was going to do that day? And it's not about a to-do list, but it's about an impact list and an action list. And that is a really good way to also prioritize your day and figure out what's your greatest action that you need to take today.
So you touched on something really important, and it's the word that we have for the year.
Yes.
Do you believe that you can do it? Right? So I actually did a video post on this a couple of weeks ago where it's like, do you believe that you can do this? Like, do you believe that what you're striving for can get done? Because I was thinking about, you know, going back to 2023 and getting ready for the Ironman 70.3, there were moments where I didn't believe I could do it. There were moments where like, who the heck am I? Like, what am I doing? Like, who does this, right? Like, what kind of person puts themselves through this? And, you know, with your reinforcement, with the community's reinforcement, with people around me just say, yeah, you got this. We're here. We're supporting you. You're doing it. You got to go back and ask yourself, do you believe and do you deserve it? Do you feel like you deserve it? So whether it's in your career, whether it's a physical health activity that you're working towards, whether it's a financial goal that you're working towards, do you believe that you deserve it? And without that belief, you know, the one thing you're going to struggle with is, well, you know, I'm not going to do it today because I don't believe I can get it. So why put in the effort, right? Like just let it go because there's no point, right? And, there's something to be said about once you get to a certain age in your life, there's, you know, the beliefs start to kick in. And it's like, you know, because the one question, like I've been talking to people because I'm turning that milestone age this year, and people are like, you know, things change when you get to that age. And I'm like, okay, so what changes? They're like, oh, your body deteriorates. You start to give up. You don't have the energy you used to do. And I'm like, but wait a minute. Like, that's just
a story. Yeah.
It's the story you're telling yourself. And, you know, before you and I got onto this call, we were talking about your future state and your past, right?
Yeah.
And most of us are living and making decisions from the past. As evidence of what's true in the present, instead of what's focusing on what you want in the future. You know, and when I think about last year, I thought about that future, you know, that future version of John, who was an Ironman 70.3. He was making some really different decisions than the John who is a couch potato and not doing very much.
That's right.
Right.
And John, I got to add a piece to your story because your future version of yourself keeps coming to visit you. And I know that sounds really crazy to all of our listeners, but you have met multiple Johns in their 70s that are kicking your ass in Ironmans. So the proof is out there, but only if we're willing to see it and accept it. And the moment that you opened your eyes to, wait a minute, maybe the couch potato syndrome that I've been living isn't going to be the best version of myself for my future self, then your future self came to you and said, you're right. Listen to that thought. That's the right thought. So if, you know, if you've got an inkling in your belly that your life isn't leading you exactly where you want to go and that you could do more, and by the way, everyone can do more because you're always elevating yourself based on your own, where you are today. It's always your day one. Then this is the message that you need to hear today. And it's a really, really cool message that you need to see your future self now, but you've got to invite your future self to come into your life today so that when you're thinking about the decisions you're going to make today, are you making it based on your past or are you making it about who you want to be in the future? And it's going to propel you there, not baby steps there, but propel you there.
Yeah, no. And you know, what I love about this concept of future self, actually, I'm in the process of reading a book called Your Future Self Now by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And he talks about your future self pulls you forward. Right, it pulls you forward versus being pushed from the past, right? So this all ties in, right? So this priming concept that we have is something that we set in our minds first thing in the morning. How do we want the rest of the day to look? And if we were to step forward, right, like, so I'm training for 3 short triathlons this year, you know, June, July, August. I've got them already set. I've already purchased my tickets, I've bought, you know, I've gotten ready for those events, and I've, you know, and people have been asking, how long does it take to get ready for those things? I've been preparing myself for 2 years, right? Like I'm just constantly preparing for the next big thing. And who knows, you know what? I just might do another Ironman 70.3.
Ooh.
And that just might be in Europe. And I just need to let my wife know that that's my plan. But you know, you know, there is a version of me that's preparing for something bigger than who I am today. And we all have that opportunity to prepare ourselves. You know, it breaks my heart when people give up, right? Like, it's like, I'm already too old, right? Like, I don't have the energy anymore. I can't do this. I should be winding down. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, nobody should be winding down their life until their life is done, right? Like, just keep going. Like, just... there's so much growth inside of us and so much potential of what we can do that if we just paid attention of who we wanted to be, we would be in a way different place.
Go ahead, John. Go.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I told you about, and I did a post about this gentleman, John, that I met in Mexico, who was a swimmer and, you know, super athletic. He's in his mid 70s and he's going out to, he was in Santa Maria, Mexico, where him and his church were building an orphan. Like they go back every couple of years to rebuild this orphanage that keeps getting wiped out by tornadoes and bad weather. And he sent me photos. He goes, you know, this is what keeps me going, is having this version of myself that contributes and gives back to the world. Wow. And at the age of 76, he was pouring down cement. He was building walls. Like, he was digging trenches for this orphanage that him and his church is supporting.
Wow.
Right. Wow. And I'm like, at 76, he's doing more than, you know, what I did at 35 and 40. Right. Yeah. And, you know, so, and this is, you know, it's interesting. You're right. Cause I keep meeting people who are John, like in their 60s, 70s and 80s, just kind of like crushing it from my health perspective. I'm like, these are the models of the world that I'm looking at. And maybe one of the things that you need to do today is look at who are your models of the world.
Who are your role models? That is a really good assessment. And who are the role models that have actually painted a picture that might not be the picture you want to keep anymore? And I'll use an example. So I've already gone past the milestone birthday. You're coming up to the milestone birthday. And there was a post on Instagram or Facebook or one of those things that highlighted people of our growing up generation stars and their ages. And there was one post, for anybody that is our age, you'll know who these people are, the Golden Girls. And the Golden Girls were 4 older ladies that lived together, and they were celebrating their age and being old. But they were my age when the Golden Girls came out. They were in their early 50s. And I was like, what? Because to me, looking at them, and if you want to Google them, you'll see what the Golden Girls look like. They look like they're 70 or 80, and actually they are not. So think about that. That's the psyche in my, and the picture that's been painted of what that age looks like. And now that I'm that age, I'm like, no way in hell is that the picture that I want to adopt. So, you know, that's the role model that went into my psyche as a young person. Mm-hmm. And now I have to undo it. So think about who has painted this picture. It can be your parents. It can be, you know, people that you've grown up with. But you know, that whole saying, you know, 40 is the new 50 and 50 is the new 60. Just look at Oprah. She's looking better and better every single day. So, you know, there is other role models out there that can help you see the world through a different lens. And I think that's the call to action for everyone is, what is the decision that you're going to make about your health, about your wealth, about your personal belief systems, and what you can accomplish? And just go after it and create your own new role model of what that's going to look like.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. Wow, I never realized the Golden Girls were only in their 50s. Wow. That like just, I thought they were like 70s and 60s. Yeah. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. Well, anyway, so thank you, Heather. Terrific call to action. Listen, it's so important. We do have the ability. This is why we say yes to life. This is why we say yes to opportunity. This is why we say yes to the better versions of us. And this is part of the reason why we put this podcast together. So hopefully shift some of that thinking, because when you shift your mindset, you really do shift your life. Yeah. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Say Yes Movement podcast. Wishing you all an amazing, amazing week. Talk to y'all later. Take care, everybody.